100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, welcome back to your Monday.
Let's go for another week.
How about that opening ceremony?
Oh, the guy in the blue, what was going on?
Well,
in the blue?
Oh my God.
I only watched some of it.
He was dressed up like a Smurf.
Oh.
Smurf slash Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, okay.
And almost fully in the nude.
Oh.
All in blue.
Barely a tunic covering him. Like, not yeah. much.
What a treat.
And it would have needed to be a large tunic to cover him. Let's just say that. Extra large, even.
Got it.
Did he roll in there? Did he walk? No one knows.
Dude, but he was sort of like leaning and sitting on himself and then... not pleasant. Not pleasant.
Honestly, that was some of the most extraordinary television I've ever seen.
And the bucketing down rain to go with it.
Yeah.
Athletes drenched from head to toe,
yeah.
with many athletes having to back up again the next day
yep.
to perform at the games.
You'd hope they wouldn't got sick or anything.
Oh, I did think about that.
Yeah.
But then I sort of thought, they're in top physical condition. Not much would get them sick. An hour in the rain, though, in the middle of the night, maybe.
Yeah. You just never know.
The whole thing was quite bizarre. The fashion element of it as well.
I loved all, like, the can-canners.
They were kind of cool.
Oh, they were pink. They were all wearing pink.
Mm. Yeah.
And a random spot to do it to. Like, obviously, you're going to go down the river.
Mm. Sure.
But you're kind of floating down the river. There's no, like, zooming in on people's face or anything because you were squished on a boat.
Yeah, that's it.
And a whole bunch of the Australian team said we couldn't go. There wasn't enough room.
No room.
Yeah.
No room on the boat.
Yeah, but they looked like such huge boats, like really long.
Mm. Yeah.
There should have been enough room.
Did you see the American boat?
No, I missed that.
The American boat was one of the last ones, and I'm pretty sure it was huge. Yeah. Well, the biggest, second biggest team there, the biggest is the French, the second is the US,
okay.
and then Australia's third.
Well,
and the US team was massive.
This is me. I imagine them, like the teams ringing around boat companies. What's the biggest boat you've got? Even bigger than that?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
All that gear. It was extraordinary. Mm. It had me watching as someone who doesn't generally have interest in this kind of thing.
I remember because Mum, Dad and I, we were actually sitting up on Saturday morning watching the end of it all. So like all of the passing
the
of the torch
bit.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Celine Dion at the end of it, I cried.
Oh, I haven't watched her performance yet.
Oh, my God.
Very good.
Oh.
Didn't cry, though.
Oh. I saw snippets of Lady Gaga and went, why is Lady Gaga performing?
Apparently it was her grandmother was French. That was the connection.
Oh, huge. Been drawing a long bow there.
Look, there was some interesting choices,
yeah.
but the fact we're talking about it now, days later, to me goes, well, they've actually done art.
Well, I was talking about this with my partner over the weekend, that why wouldn't you have a French act perform? Like, Celine Dion is Canadian, Lady Gaga is American, that you go...
Well, yeah.
Bigger names, they're the biggest names.
Celine Dion
would you get them?
Like, is iconic in France, though.
If we had the Olympics here, so for 2032 in Brisbane, you can't tell me they're going to be bringing in, I don't know, Beyonce. They're going to put Amy Shark. They're going to put Dami M, some Guy Sebastian, some Australian actor's going to open up.
That's the French for you, though.
Random.
Lots of things we get. Eh?
They love to shock and awe.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, like I said, the fact we're chatting about it, they did art, and I think they did it well. There's some weird bits.
Very weird.
But that's all right. Because you go, there was some great bits too.
Yeah.
Mechanical horse on the river. That's my highlight.
That was the best bit.
That was great.
That was weird,
Weird but good.
Weird but good. Weird but good.
Good in a weird way.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And arguably one of the biggest pieces of news to come out of the weekend. It's got nothing to do with the games. It's got nothing to do about weather or anything like that. It's got to do with Robert Downey Jr. actually returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He is coming back.
You're a fan? Fans around the team?
Yes.
It's a terrible idea.
What?
Why?
What?
It's a terrible idea.
As the biggest DC comic book nerd on the team.
Give it a rest, Prevo.
Why is it a bad idea? As someone who doesn't know.
The legacy of Robert Downey Jr. is that he's Iron Man.
He is.
He's famously Iron Man. He started the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm.
in 2008 or whatever the first movie came out.
Yeah.
And now you're bringing him back in a last effort, break glass in case of emergency, to bring fans back in not only a new role, but as a villain. That's not his legacy.
Well, it was announced at the San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend, the next two Avengers films will include Robert as playing Dr. Doom. So, yeah, you know, Victor Von Doom,
I did actually catch this out of the corner of my eye on socials.
Okay, that's good.
Was the reveal of him on stage.
It's and so as Tony a, Stark, isn't it?
Yeah, and as like a non... you know, deep fan, I was like, oh, cool, he's back on doing stuff. So maybe it will bring me back, like the me's back to it.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's trying to bring people back because since the last flurry of movies from the movie where Robert Downey Jr. character's Iron Man, he died.
Yeah.
It's just been a disaster after disaster after disaster. There have been more misses than wins that they're bringing back not only Robert Downey Jr., to play in the series, but they're bringing back the directors of the last two good movies to do the next two ones.
Yeah, the Russo brothers.
Oh, it's probably going to be good then. What are you sweating about
over
there?
That's what I'm hoping for. But I think Scott's right. I think it is a bit of a last-ditch effort. However, it's doing well. We're already talking about it.
Correct.
And we would love to see Robert Downey Jr. back on our Marvel screens.
I wouldn't. His story's done. His story's done.
Yeah, but as something different, he's a different character. But you know that his pay packet is going to be massive. They would have had to pay him arms and legs.
They've had to mortgage all the other movies.
That's
just
it.
Literally.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
I don't know. I hope it's good. We'll see.
You hope it's good? And of course, I'll be seeing it.
On opening night.
We'll see.
And your chopstick fingers and all that.
Yeah, probably. I'll be definitely watching it. But do I have high hopes for it or do I think this is a last-ditch effort? I think it's a last-ditch effort.
Well, as part of that effort, they're bringing Harrison Ford into it.
Hey?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's in the next movie.
Doesn't matter.
A different one.
He'll be coming.
Yeah, but he's replacing an actor who'd passed away. He's been recast as an actor.
Hopefully he makes it.
Well, fingers crossed, Harrison Ford gets through because the original actor passed away, so he's taken on the mantle.
Oh, God.
Don't quiz me on Marvel trivia. I've got you. I've got you covered.
He's a trivia expert. Yeah, I'll probably watch it too. It's working. Yeah. Their strategy's working.
Of all the places you'd like to go to in the world, how about Plymouth?
Hey?
Plymouth, I'm pretty sure.
You got it right the first time.
Where's that?
It is south of real south of the UK. There's no border.
Yeah, if you imagine the sort of island of it, it's like the really down the bottom bit.
Okay.
So just 600 yards off Plymouth, which is, again, not very far. Yards to metres, who cares?
They're the same, pretty much.
All right, cool. Well, there is a 6-acre island. It's called Drake's Island, and it is officially up for sale.
Oh. Ooh.
So it's got full of history, 2,000 years of history, 18th century cannons. They're still in position. There's a planning permission for a luxury hotel, a private beach, heaps of stuff going on there.
Oh, that all sounds good.
Less than 10 minutes by boat to get there. Easy. Yeah. Happy days. You can buy this for just a couple of pounds. I won't say how much because it'll make you start crying if you actually had that amount of money. But it is around £25 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
Which is, again, conversion rate would be about 50 million Australian.
That's
which
a lot.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is put up with 15 ghosts that haunt the island.
15?
Well, that's firstly very specific. Who's doing a head count?
15 resident ghosts. They are all former military men, and apparently they're here to protect.
Oh,
now, would you go somewhere where there was a known ghost?
Oh, interesting.
Well, I'm not a believer of ghosts, so I'd risk it to get the biscuit.
I personally would. But Emmy is a big no ghost type of person.
Yeah,
superstitious.
Just around haunted stuff. Often I'll look at that beautiful old house. Imagine we could live there. She goes, probably haunted.
Oh, no. You can't live your life
and
like
I'd say,
that.
What do you mean, probably haunted? She just goes, I don't know, it just looks kind of haunted.
See, this is what happens when you make her watch scary movies, Creebo. Oh. She'll get ideas in her head going, oh, my God, we're all going to die from being haunted by ghosts.
That's the thing.
And the main reason he says that this is the current owner, says there are 15 ghosts on the land.
Ooh.
I've seen enough stuff to say stuff happens here that I just can't explain.
Therefore, ghosts. I've seen enough stuff to know stuff happens. Really? Well, you sound very insightful.
He sounds well in the know about these ghosts. He's been communicating with all 15 of them, as you say, Craver, who's done the head count, and he knows if something goes wrong, it's those ghosts must again. There's no such thing as a coincidence.
Okay, they build the hotel.
Yep.
And, you know, you're an even bigger radio star than you are now. So yeah. And they ring you up, 6-star luxury, we built it. Very haunted, though. Are you staying there or not? They give you, oh, you can give you.
Only if it's free.
For free, would you go?
For a freebie, mate, there's not much I wouldn't do.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
We moved to America for a Norton Security type company.
Dun dun.
It's called Know Before, which I guess is like Know Before the Hackers, you know, get into your system. Kind of a clever name, right?
I like that.
And spelt sort of in, you know, hacker style. No, K-N-O-W. And then the letter B. And then four, like no before.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bit clever, a bit catchy. You go, oh, I would remember that. Anyway, I guess they would have wished they had known before that a North Korean had applied for a job but using another person's identity. So he used somebody else's, like, ID card and stuff they no doubt stole off the internet or bought or something like that and applied for the job. They look quite similar in the photos. Applied for the job and went through the job through, like, Zoom interviews. They weren't, like, the quality wasn't perfect. You couldn't quite tell it wasn't him. On his first day of getting the job, he went in there and put all this malware on.
No.
Installed in the system. And straight away, this, like, cybersecurity company has been hacked.
Oh.
Not good.
On day one. Good. Day one. It's so bold as well. You don't even, like, wait a couple of days and, you know, have lunch with a few people and go try and sneak in or anything. Day one.
Fastest you've been fired from a job.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
It kind of feels very, like, Mission Impossible style of move, isn't
but
it?
But I think even Mission Impossible, they might wait. If a couple of days, you know.
Yeah. Maybe see if something will change your mind. You go in there with this negative mindset and you go, you know what, maybe these guys aren't so bad.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it.
They always have that twist in character, don't they, in a Mission Impossible movie?
They do.
Well, part of the challenge is to flip the negative person, is to flip the bad person, make them good.
That's it. This guy had none of that. He's like, day one, when they're out on coffee break, I'm going to install all the systems here. Hackety hack, hack, hack.
How do you hack a gay? I get not I'm asking how do you do
it. Yeah, but you are asking
do you
how.
Do you bring it in on a USB? Or have you got to save it in a cloud?
Like a floppy disk?
I think we're more from floppy disk to USB area.
Yeah, probably.
But now, like you said, might be just like straight off your Bluetooth off your phone or something these days.
Maybe you could airdrop it.
Well, that's the thing. You see in, like, hacker shows or anything, even new stuff that I've been watching recently.
Yeah, with, like,
As a hacker. They go, oh, you got to get all your data, and they bring a USB, and you go, when was the last time you picked up a USB? Oh. And they're, like, very silently sticking the USB into the box of the computer.
Yeah,
and you go, excuse me, when was the last time you used a desktop computer that had a box on
it? That's
very rare. And you always have that thing with a USB. Oh, put it upside down. Yeah. Not again. Always the way, isn't it? You imagine this hacker guy doing that.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Guys, claim to know me at all, you'll know that I love a bit of trash telly.
Oh, yes. Reality specifically is your area.
Yes. And I haven't really watched much recently, especially since Maths ended, but they are filming the next season, so more to come on that.
You're ready?
I am so ready. However, there is a brand new reality show coming to our shores. It's called Made in Bondi. So if you've ever known about Made in Chelsea, this is a UK reality show.
Yeah.
Well, the new series will follow the lives of Sydney's young, genetically blessed elite. Basically, it's socialites.
Isn't this the same thing they tried with Cronulla?
That's right.
They did the Shire. Called The Shire?
Yeah. Massive flop.
A bit worse show.
Like, I don't even think it got to the end of season one.
Yeah, no.
I don't think they finished filming season one.
Well, apparently, these are from the exact same creators of Made in Chelsea, which actually is quite successful over in the UK.
Oh, they love it there.
Yeah. Even, like, there was a Maths contestant from a couple of seasons ago that had a romance with, like, one of the people in Made in Chelsea. So, like, it's...
Ooh!
Yeah, it's quite the crossover. But, yeah, so... So Made in Chelsea is actually in its 26th season
26
now.
26 seasons.
No.
Do you think
we're going to get 26 seasons of Made in Bondi?
It's sure BAFTA winning. It is like actually an award-winning show. So
well,
there's
maybe they know what they're doing.
That's it. Well, this is for Channel 7, so they're bringing us the show Made in Bondi by the same creators from the UK. Quite a few people are going to be on there, and they're all just, you know, models, heirs, heiresses, distillery apprentices, models, whatever.
I wonder if... I think the reason these kind of shows flop usually in Australia, we've got a bit of tall poppy syndrome.
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
We don't like it when, you know, someone's fancy and showing off.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's why I reckon it's flop.
Here we go. The Shire, the Australian reality drama, same thing.
Yeah.
It started on the 16th of July 2012. That was its debut episode.
Like, oh, that's a long time ago now.
And the finale was the 10th of September, so it didn't even run for 2 months, and that was it, and it got
I called it.
You wouldn't bother, would you?
Nah.
You wouldn't bother trying to go, you know what? Let's make this happen.
Let's go again. Let's look through all of the files and find the least successful show we can, right? And we go, oh, here it is. From 15 years ago, The Shire. Let's do another version of that down the road.
Well, the only good thing it had going for it, I'm reading now, is the opening theme song was Dumb Things by Mr. Paul Kelly himself.
Well,
They got that right.
Yeah, probably the best bit about it.
Certainly. We'll see how it goes. Hey! We're gonna wanna remember
the Novos on this day.
Looking back in history, on the 29th of July, we'll kick things off with birthdays. Josh Radnor, he's Ted from How I Met Your Mother, he's turning the big 5-0 today. And it's only as you get older you realise Ted was a terrible character. Ted was a terrible person.
Mm. I thought he was a bit of an idiot.
He was a gaslighter and a half. You watch the show and you go, oh, you feel sorry for Ted, you just can't find love.
Yeah.
But then as an adult you go, hang on. He was a douchebag.
Yeah,
looking back,
Barney was the douchebag as the womanizer playboy.
Oh, no. He had a great redemption arc.
Ted's a douchebag.
Yep.
Ted's the biggest douchebag there is.
Marshall was my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was the good guy.
He was the funniest.
Definitely. In 1890, the death of Vincent van Gogh on this day. 1954, The Lord of the Rings was first published by J.R.R. Tolkien. I think that's how you say his name.
Yeah, something like that.
Never got into Lord of the Rings.
It's hard to
I like the movies. Haven't read the books.
Even then, not.
Apparently, they're quite heavy.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was like, miss.
I watched the movies and went, oh, okay, cool. But people swear by them.
Yeah.
Absolutely swear by them. That is the greatest thing ever made. And you look at, well, like history will tell you, if you look at certain trilogies, they get one or two awards. And then you get like Lord of the Rings, which has like 17 to its name. Like it's a very critically acclaimed movie, just not for me.
Yeah.
I'll stick to my Harry Potter, I think.
Interesting.
I say I have better taste than the critics. I'm not saying that I'm throwing that out there.
But you reckon you do.
But I reckon I do. 1958, NASA was established on this day. It was in 1980 that Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer got married. That unfortunately ended.
Well, we don't know how that ended. It's not too well.
2001, on this day, Grant Hackett, he broke the 1,500-meter world record for freestyle.
Whoa!
And then held it for 10 years. And so then it was beaten. I won't mention who, but there were allegations of drug cheating against somebody who beat him.
Yeah, right.
But again, we will move on from there. It was all allegations, wasn't it?
Yep.
2016, Hillary Clinton on this day accepted the nomination for the Democratic Party. So this election coming up in November is the first election in 48 years, 12 elections later, without a Bush, a Clinton, or a Biden candidate on the ticket.
Ooh.
That is extraordinary,
isn't it? That's huge.
And apparently, if you look back far enough in history, like most of the presidents come from like a small group of families.
Okay.
Through of all of history.
Or is it the Kennedys? Still going.
Yeah, that's it. but even further back, the group is bigger.
Oh.
Like the amount of presidents that are from a similar small group of families is even bigger. That's extraordinary. There's something to that.
It's an inside job. Surely.
Well,
I don't want to say that out loud, but it's all, you've got to be in that club, don't you? You definitely have to be. Last year, the 1-year anniversary, do we celebrate this? I don't think so. Mushroom Gate. It's been a year since...
No, that's not really a celebration.
Not celebration, but it's the 1 year since Mushroom Gate.
Gosh,
yeah, wow, crazy. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Today is National Lasagna Day. It is National Chicken Wing Day. It is also International Tiger Day to get around.
Oof, they're some good days.
They're days to celebrate.
So that's right. We've got that bit right. Tiger Day, get on it, is all I'll say. I mean, and lasagna.
I prefer chicken wings.
Out of all of them, you go chicken wings?
I go chicken wing day.
What is your favourite thing out of those three things? Tigers as an idea, chicken wings and lasagna. Chicken wings.
Chicken
wings?
Yeah.
Oh, I think
can't go wrong with chicken wings. Honey soy?
Honey soy anytime.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
It can be quite common to be a nervous flyer. I'm a nervous flyer myself, so I totally understand this. You might not cope too well with it, however... This means that everyone would kind of have their own ways to cope. So, like, you might listen to music, you might need to sleep or meditate or something.
Scott, how do you go flying? Nervous or not?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I'm not as well, but a lot of people
all right,
are.
Tough guys.
Yeah, we're just two tough men.
You just get on the plane.
Yeah, you're flying, then you get there. But there's a lot of people that are nervous.
Yeah, that's right, especially if you don't do well with heights or if you're just continuously worried about the plane breaking down. Well, an airport over in America has done its best to put contingencies in place to make sure the passengers feel more comfortable on their flights. So earlier this month, tourists and Oregon locals arriving at Portland International Airport were greeted by emotional support llamas dressed in blankets.
All the animals, why wouldn't they just get a couple of puppies? Why do they have to get the spittiest of all animals?
Apparently there's good statistics out there. There's been studies done that llamas, actually, if you interact with them, it's good for your brain matter or something. There's people feel really happy and excited to see them just as much as dogs.
They do have very funny long necks.
I'd rather see a puppy or a teacup pig. Well, I would rather see literally...
Puppy I was expecting, teacup pig was not...
Teacup pig's pretty cute.
They are pretty
cute.
I'd
rather see any of them than a llama.
I think maybe because llamas are a little bit, you know, they're bigger. You don't see them as often, so they're kind of like a surprise.
Well, they are a surprise.
A treat.
Yeah, a friend of mine used to have an alpaca farm, and they had one that was like bottle raised. And
bottle raised?
Wow. Yeah. So it was like the mum passed away or something. Anyway, or rejected it. I don't know. Anyway, it used to ride in the front seat of her Toyota Land Cruiser everywhere she went.
Oh, wow.
She'd rock up at someone's house or whatever, and like getting a dog out, you'd open up the door and it would bounce out. And then it was hilarious.
Amazing.
And she'd go like, she had a little one of those rooftop campers on top of this 4x4, and she'd bring it with. She'd go camping, and then what do you got there? A llama. Oh, this campsite, no dogs allowed. Well, I don't have a dog. I've got an alpaca.
That's a good technicality to pull, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Same as they say, oh, you're not allowed to skateboard or rollerblade here. But I will scooter.
same, but different.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And a big weekend was just had by myself and my partner, Britt. She was up from Sydney visiting for the weekend, got a lot done, but nothing really scratched the itch than just people watching yesterday afternoon at Newcastle Entertainment Centre, because one side of the showground was the farmer's market.
Sure.
And the other side of the showground was Collecticon.
Oh.
Two completely different universes, and to put it in a way that those from Collecticon will understand, it is the light and the dark side of the Force from Star Wars.
So you're at Collecticon.
No, I was at the farmer's market.
Eh?
Would you believe?
Eh?
Yes, I tried very hard to be like, hey, Britt, we should go to Collecticon. Tickets were like $9. Britt, God love her, the quote was, if you want to go to Collecticon, I'll come. But it wasn't, let's go. Look, there are 180 tables
man.
There. There are 180 tables with collectibles and people dressed up. And I was like, this could be interesting. Now, the big polar thing that I saw was the food at the farmer's market compared to Collecticon.
Oh, brilliant. What did you say?
The food at Collecticon, full of preservatives, deep fried rubbish, clogging the arteries.
That's what you want.
nothing compared to the organic pumpkin on the other side of the oval.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
You would have struggled at the farmer's market to find food that you like.
Do you know what? There was actually a good deal of stuff going on. You could buy peanuts and popcorn and everything over there.
I love the popcorn.
But you're sitting there going, I really wish I could got some of the Dagwood dog or a hot chips or something from the other side. And then to walk back, very little crossover with people from the farmer's markets entering Collecticon and vice versa. But then as we were leaving the farmer's markets, the queue to get into Collecticon was at least 100 metres long.
Did you end up going?
No.
Oh, right.
I was watching and said, am I paying $9 to stand in line? No, no, thanks. I'll take my popcorn, and Britt's got her chili macadamia nuts that she bought, and we'll go home.
There we did.
But it was literally the two worlds clashing, and it was, again, two magnets. Like, you can't put the two magnets together. It was that kind of situation at Newcastle Entertainment Centre yesterday.
It was a different vibe on two sides of the coin. And in a stroke of irony here, we're asking the question, what do you keep forgetting? What do you keep forgetting? This morning I woke up, right? And I went to, like, gather my bits and bobs, ready to go out the door. And I just look over, dishwasher's running. Which means I forgot to put it on last night after, like, cleaning up the kitchen.
Oh.
Now, one time, no stress. But I reckon this is about three times in the last week. And on Saturday, Emmy was like, this is a problem because now I've got no jugs, like, to make my coffee. You know, like the stainless steel jug. Yeah. Don't let me turn it on. Well, no, because I've been doing the cooking and then, like, I'll clean the kitchen afterwards, right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm a hero. No need to worry about it, right? But I keep forgetting to put the dishwasher on.
Right.
I don't know why. This is a new thing and it's been all week pretty much.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting. And, yeah, it came to a head on the weekend when Emmy wanted to make coffee, have to get one out, like wash the milk out of it and all. That is a pain.
Yes,
I get it, right? It is a pain. But sometimes in life, you've got these little things that you keep forgetting to do. Around the team, what about you guys?
Oh, easy one for me. I always forget my shopping bags. I'm a big bloke that I will point blank refuse to buy a shopping bag from Coles or Woolies or Aldi. I will not.
Yeah.
I will not. I'm not doing the old five-finger discount, ethical bloke over here.
Yeah.
But I will go to the chip aisle, even if I'm not buying chips, and take a box.
Yeah.
Okay, good idea.
I'll do the same because I always forget them as well. But so much so, Emmy's like, there's too many boxes. You have to either carry them in your arms or stop bringing boxes into the house.
Do you know who does it well? My partner and I discovered in Japan, those little tiny bags that you roll out into the big ones.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Like the Japanese have got it sorted.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, I've seen them over here, but they're not as good. They don't have the efficiency of like the Japanese make them. They're so good.
They're good at, you know, turning things into small things. Well, very clever.
The other thing I keep forgetting, I can never remember to buy shampoo conditioner at the shops.
Oh.
It's just constantly. I know I need to.
So what are you washing your hair with?
Oh, like
dishwashing liquid.
I get it eventually, but like I need to specifically make a point to go and just buy shampoo conditioner.
Oh, these little things that you keep forgetting. Mm. What about yourself, Ari? Is there anything that come to mind?
Oh, two things straight away.
Yeah.
First of all, anniversaries. I never remember them.
Oh, one of those people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yesterday, like, Will was just like, hey, do you know it's like the anniversary is like when we first met? And I'm just like, no. Hey,
never knew.
And apparently he knows right down to the day.
Some people are good at remembering stuff like that.
And the hours, yeah. Anyway, the second one is I can never remember to actually turn on the washing machine. Because, we usually fill out the washing machine every couple of, like, maybe every 2-3 days, like, with the family. We put everything just in the machine, and then I'm like, right, okay, I know exactly what time to turn it on, and I'm going to do it so it's ready to hang out in the morning. Always forget.
Yeah. These are the little things. All right, this is what we want. 4967-4105. What do you keep forgetting? Or have a little vent and dob in your partner. Nicole and Curry, what do you keep forgetting?
I'm horrible. I have the memory of Dory from Finding Nemo. But two main things that come to mind is my vet actually knows to ring me now at least half an hour before I go because it's just, my memory's just shot. I cannot remember. I can write it down and I won't even go and check my book to know when.
Hang on. Do you mean doctor? No vet.
No, she was just getting the vet appointment. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Sorry, she knows forgot. Who I am.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
All right, yep. Calls you up. All right, what's number two? Forgotten.
I can go up to Coles. My husband will tell me something I need, and I'll get there, and I'll have to ring him and say, what was that? Like,
yeah. Oh, God.
Got to get using the Notes app on your phone, Nicole.
I yeah. do, yeah.
Still can't remember, though. Join the forgetting club. Welcome. Yep.
All right, let's move over to Ben in Toronto. Good morning, Ben. What are you forgetting?
I tell you, I'm probably the only one that forgets to sign out of work.
Oh. You forget to sign out.
Oh, good for the hours, though, is it?
It's funny you mentioned notes a second ago, because that's what I have to write down on every single note when I sign out, saying, sorry, I forgot to sign out 2 hours ago.
Oh. You'd be an office keeper's worst nightmare. They're
yes.
constantly having to adjust the books to make sure Ben's getting paid correctly.
Oh, Ben again. Jeez, Ben again. Ben.
Robbie's in Hamilton South. G'day, Robbie. What do you keep forgetting?
Forget garbage bins yet.
Oh, stop.
Oh, that's
it.
A good one, Robbie.
Do you ever have that panic when you hear the truck coming down the road?
Yeah, that's how it that's, always...
Yes, the old 3 a.m. run out the street.
Yeah, you're underwear.
Truck driver gives you a little wave as he goes past. Yeah. See ya. See you next week.
Yeah, exactly.
What a nightmare. All right. In Metford, Renee, what's your story?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good, Renee.
Okay, so I keep forgetting my insulin. No matter how many alarms I set, I forget that I've had my insulin, or I have my insulin and then forget that I've had it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that very important?
Oh, extremely important. Like, it's life-saving.
Oh, yep. Yeah. So, you know what? I think that's probably the most significant out of
Find
all.
Find a way to remember it, Renee. Come on.
Please. For all of our sakes, we're all thinking about it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, so last week we debuted the drive-through memory game, which yep. we're now toying with the idea of calling Repeat the Eat.
Ooh.
I like it. If you've got a better idea.
You know what? We're open
message.
To it. Yeah, it's a floating title, but here's the premise of it. Right, Ari and I pull up to the drive-thru, which Scott is running.
Meep, meep.
That's perfect. No, it's exactly the sort of thing that happens.
Yeah.
And then you and I, Ari, we yeah. say our order into the speaker box, mm-hmm. three items, and if you can repeat back what those items are at the end, mm-hmm. like a little memory game, you get the prize.
Easy.
It's so easy. Or is it? Let's meet our first contestant for today. It's Shane in Raymond Terrace. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
That's the way. Have you ever worked at a drive-thru or been through a drive-thru?
Been through a few, never worked at any.
That's okay. All right.
One or two drive-thrus, right, Shane? And just a couple that you've been through.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Have they ever got your order wrong before?
Plenty of times.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see if the shoe was on the other foot, how you'd go. Are you ready to hear the order?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, hi, welcome to drive-thru. What can I get for you?
12 chicken nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
A bacon and egg McMuffin.
Anything else?
And an Oreo storm.
All right, next window, thank you.
All right, what were the items there, Shane?
Bacon, egg McMuffin, Oreo straw, and 12 chicken nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, is that a good nugget?
I'm the first guy. Congratulations, man.
He's shocked.
Good stuff. You've got yourself a family pass to Rip It Golf. Enjoy that to go and play mini golf. Plus, you're in the draw for $100 at Endeavour Restaurant. Well done. Another local winner minted here on New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And a very busy time it was, the tail end of last week. I was out Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, had plans left, right and centre. Wasn't getting enough sleep.
You need to chill out, my friend.
I think he Newcastle's most busy man.
I was pretty busy.
Ties Hill's busiest.
I had a lot going on to the point that I went and watched the new Twisters movie over the weekend.
Oh, was it good?
Here's the kicker. I fell asleep. And this
is kidding
no
me?
Indication on the fact whether it was a good, bad, or indifferent movie. Because what I did see the movie, I was actually interested, but I just could not keep my eyes open, no matter how hard I tried.
How early in did you fall asleep?
I reckon 40 minutes in.
Okay, that's
40 minutes in, fell asleep, and it was to a point where I was like forcing myself to keep my eyes open, and then in the end I gave up, maybe caught the last 15, 20 minutes, and then went, that'll do me. And the funny thing is, got to the end of it, having recently watched the older Twister movie, which is very, very good, by the way, would recommend watching both of them. But watching the old one, then seeing a portion of the new one, went, oh, yeah, I think I get what happened. There was a tornado. Wow. I'm pretty sure I get it.
You do realise that you just paid money, good money, for a snooze.
Yeah, sleep in a
and
chair.
I feel so bad because it wasn't like I wasn't interested in the movie. I actually would like to watch the movie, and it wasn't a boring movie. I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
Did you snore? That's the embarrassing.
No. I've been told that I was not snoring, but I was also told that after multiple attempts of my partner trying to keep me up, like say, what are you doing? This went, stuff it.
Just let you sleep.
He's in the land of Nod. Just let him.
Yeah.
So did you have snacks or anything going in? Usually those sort of things will keep you up. You know?
Had some lunch before I went in. So I was full belly, full heart, ready to go. But
full
it just put
heart.
Me straight to
Isn't
sleep.
Isn't he cute?
The heart is full.
There with his girlfriend. Just had a cute date for lunch.
It's just a shame because I really wanted to see this movie. But it got me thinking about other movies that you could fall asleep in and still understand the premise of what's gone wrong.
Okay, I've got my first nomination.
Go.
Okay. I would like to nominate Gladiator.
Gladiator?
Okay.
Oh, why? There's some gladiator fights. The guys at the Colosseum. Okay. At the end, oopsie, spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen it. he passes away. Job done.
So if you watch the first 15 minutes of the movie, you go, okay, cool, Russell Crowe's the gladiator. You fall asleep, you wake up in the final 15 minutes, you go, oh, look, he died.
He got stabbed. That's it.
Okay, cool.
I actually
spoiler
haven't
alert.
Seen it, so.
Sorry about that.
Now you don't need to.
Now you don't need to. Or just watch the first 10 and the last 5.
I'll watch
sweet.
The remake with Paul Mescal, I think.
There we go. All right, what about yourself, Ari? Films that you could fall asleep in the middle and still get the whole thing.
I feel like it's an obvious one. Titanic. We all know that boat's going down, okay. It splits in half, everyone dies. Yeah, we get it.
That is a good one, actually.
And then they're like, where's the jewel? And then at the end of the movie, they show where the jewel is and she throws it in the ocean.
Also, spoiler good
alert.
Sound effects, by the way.
Bloop. I don't think... Oh, I hated that part of the movie. That was worse than The Door.
Where'd they fit on the door?
Titanic's one of my favourite movies of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a great movie. For me, two movies that I reckon you could fall asleep in and wake up at the end of.
Yeah.
One is Avengers Infinity War, which is, again, a great movie, but basically in the first 10 minutes they say the big bad is going to has to collect the stones. Then the final 15 minutes you see the big bad with all the stones and you go, oh, cool, he collected them. He got them. The second one is Speed. Classic Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock movie.
Mm.
They tell you in the first 15 minutes, the bus can't go under 50 or it'll blow up. Then the last 5 minutes, you see them off the bus, so somehow they got off the bus.
They somehow figured it out, ran out of petrol maybe. Don't even know, I haven't seen it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Every man and their dog are watching the games at the moment, right?
Sure,
like, as soon as it started, Mum and I were on that couch watching it religiously. It's been a fantastic start.
Dogs everywhere are like, can we have something else?
Yeah.
Already sick of it.
Yeah, exactly. But one thing that I did miss out on, and I found it online, so apparently there's this guy, just in regular budgie smugglers, decided to, at the swimming pool at the arena, dive for one of the swimmers' caps that they lost in the pool.
Mm.
Just this random Joe Blow, they're calling him Bob the Cap Catcher online.
I love that.
And he literally walked up to the pool, tried to dive in, and grab the cap for one of the swimmers.
Well, a lot of people are saying he's like, this is the most sexy man of the games.
Yeah, the dad bod king.
Yeah,
or
people
yeah.
are
the average bloke.
People absolutely love him. I think he's some sort of official. It wasn't like an audience member.
Well, he looks like a regular person.
Yeah. I think some sort of official.
Yeah.
Obviously, and you know that he would have been thinking, this is my chance to have a little swim in the Olympic pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is my chance to do it. And he's jumped in and done it.
In cute little smugglers.
And they had like cartoons on them or something, didn't they?
You'd be wearing boardies. Oh, no. Come on. You'd be...
He was
wearing
boardies.
Yeah, I think he did want to show off the rig because he was shaved and stuff.
Oh. So he's ready.
He was. I think he was ready. I think he was waiting for his moment. Perhaps he even tossed the cap in.
slipped him a tenner, lose your hat in the pool.
Hey, drop your cap and I'll give you $10. Or €10, sorry.
And then you'll be sorted.
Yep.
That's purely a theory.
Yeah, okay.
And there's no way to sugarcoat this, unfortunately. Recently, I stuffed up good and proper. I threw my necklace in the trash, in the bin.
Oh, Scotty.
And it wasn't pretty. My partner, Britt, bought me this necklace, and she bought it for my birthday. Loved it. Just a nice necklace, because I was in need of a new one. My other one was falling apart. Bought me this one.
Very, very stylish necklace.
I didn't realize you were that much of a trendsetter.
It's not. It's a stylish very necklace. Cool.
It's a little piece of, like, art sculpture that hangs around on the end as a pendant.
You are hyping this up. It is literally a rectangle.
Next thing you know, he'll be the next model for Michael Hill Jewelers.
Well, he already is a model.
I wish I could. Yeah.
It's only
jewelry.
One step away.
Free jewelry. Thank you very much. The necklace went in the bin. Felt real bad. I did tell my partner, Britt, about it, and she was like, just buy a new one. But I felt real bad. She's like, I'll just buy a new one, or I'll buy one for you. Now, we talked about this on the show recently, and Britt was all good with it. But I'm the one that feels bad, because I feel like I've thrown away something that she gave to me, which I genuinely have. So now, I went and bought my own.
Good,
so now I've got the exact same necklace, and I kind of want to lie to Britt and say to her, hey, I found it. So that it doesn't make me look bad, and she doesn't feel like I've been throwing away her stuff. Even though she said it was all good, I still feel terrible, and I've got this gut feeling that I shouldn't have thrown it away. And I definitely shouldn't have.
Okay. I'm going to say it. Trust your gut.
Trust me. You reckon I should tell Britt that, hey, I've got
tell
a new
Tell her
one.
The truth. Tell her the truth.
No, just say that you found it. Gets you out of the bad books, maybe, if she brings it up in a fight later on.
Terrible idea.
Why?
You
might use that as ammo against Scott in an argument.
Tell her the truth. Tell her, look, I loved it so much, I just bought a new one. And, you know, it's not the same one, but you can't build the start of this relationship. I say starts, you can go on a couple of years.
We're a couple of years into it now. We're pretty well home
and over. Don't make the foundation of this truth based on a lie around a necklace.
So you think, Crevo, honesty is the best policy. Are you reckon? Get out and just say, I found it. So she doesn't feel bad. I don't feel bad. We move on with our lives.
It just saves a whole lot of heartbreak and your arguments in the future.
Because she said to me, I don't care. Does that mean she actually doesn't care?
No.
I'm sitting there going, rookie
mistake.
I think she actually does care.
Yeah, she would.
The love of my life threw something out that I gave them, I'd be like, what does this even mean for us? Like, do you not care so much that you're just so oblivious that you threw something out that I gave you off, like, out of the money that I built up in my savings
you're
to spend
crying,
on
Ari.
You?
No.
There's no need to cry. But I maintain you've got to tell the truth.
I say
tell.
Keep the peace.
So I ran this by my housemate, and my housemate reckons that if I lie to her and say, it's a little white lie, it doesn't hurt anybody. Mm. But lie and say, hey, I found it, then it's a cute story to tell her in 20, 30 years' time and say, hey, do you remember that necklace you thought I threw in the bin? Ta-da! I actually did throw it in the bin.
No, terrible advice. I think you should move out immediately.
Move out?
Yeah, because that housemate is giving you terrible advice.
Well, let's throw it to Newcastle.
Okay.
4967-4105. Is it better to lie to my partner and say, hey, I found the old necklace, no need to fear, I'm a hero again? Or admit to her, yeah, I did actually throw it away. It's 100% gone into landfill somewhere. And I went and bought another one.
As Mayfield's top romantic man, I would say you've got to tell the truth. Start with the truth, and you'll end up better off. All right, this is the debate, I guess. Are you team Ari, a little white lie, keep the peace, or you team Crevo, tell the truth and remain, you know, in the good books in the long term?
We're heading to head and greet Michelle. Hey, Michelle, should I or shouldn't I tell a little white lie about this one?
Well, Scott, I think you should tell the truth, but it won't mean the same unless she gives it to you. So take her out for dinner, but tell her she has to think of a creative way to give you the necklace back again.
Okay. So she's got to give it to me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Got to give it to you again.
So does that mean she has to pay for dinner? I'll take.
Always after a freebie, Scott, isn't he?
I don't know how that,
I don't think,
like,
that fixes it.
You losing or throwing out, sorry, the necklace she gave you, and then making her pay for dinner—that's not fair.
Yeah, I don't think, that's, so I don't think that's the takeaway from
could
that
be a cheeseburger. I don't care what the dinner is.
Once again, so romantic over there. All right, in Mayfield West, Nicole, what should Scott do?
He needs to tell her that he bought it himself.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? As a fellow Mayfieldian, you understand romance, don't you?
Exactly. And I also understand that when something big happens later, if he lies about it now, she's just going to say to him, well, you lied about something that wasn't important. How do I know you're not lying about something that is?
Yeah, the therapy session.
Yeah, morning.
True words never been spoken. Once again, the wisdom of Mayfield.
A bit excessive, overthinking a little bit, I think. All right, let's go to Lemon Tree Passage with Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, what should Scott do?
I think you should tell us the truth.
No!
Thank you.
Look, there seems to be an overwhelming majority here, Jen. Why should I tell the truth?
Because, like the last lady, he's instilling doubt. So she's
going to
think that he's just lying from there on.
Primo's very smug in the cinema in here this morning.
So wise. Just so wise.
No, I don't think so.
Wrapping things up, Wall Zen. Hey, Cheryl, what should I do? Hey. Little white lie or not?
Definitely not a little white lie. I'd tell the truth, but I'd actually extend it and get in the good books. I'd actually tell her that you went out and bought it because you love her so much and it means so much to you, this necklace. Every time you feel it on you, you're feeling her close to you.
Oh, wow. My God.
Cheryl writes Hallmark cards for a living.
I feel like that's the true lesson here. Oh, well, seems like, Scott, you got to tell the truth.
The truth always wins.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I had such an epic weekend, guys. Mm-hmm. I do love my weekends now. So on Saturday night was the last show of The Addams Family by Met Players in a SPCC Waratah. So afterwards, some of the cast and myself, we went down to the Royal Hotel, which is just down the road from where the theatre was. And as soon as we got there, the first thing we all did was get, like, jugs of cocktails.
Smart. You know what you're doing at night, right, when you've done that.
Absolutely.
What was your jug of choice?
We ordered a pina colada.
Oh,
yeah, good.
That's a bit of a fun one.
Yeah, that's a fun one. So all of the cast showed up. It was fantastic. We wanted to keep the night going. We didn't leave until after midnight. It was great.
Big night.
But the thing is, going out with musical theatre people means you're going to be doing karaoke, at the
venue. Oh, easy.
Nice.
So they were signing each other up for different songs. Oh, my God, the fun just continued.
Which karaoke place did you go to?
It was the Royal Hotel.
Oh, was that there?
Yeah, I didn't realise they did have karaoke.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Well, either did we. And then they were just like, well, we should keep singing. Let's keep singing. So, yeah, it was so funny.
Did you ever sing?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, Creva, I let the professionals do what they do.
Nobody's a professional. The whole point of karaoke is that they're not professionals.
If it was professional singers, that's where you go see a band or something.
Yeah, you go and watch them actually perform at the Wicco. Yeah, they've just come off performing The Addams Family. You shouldn't have to make them work for it.
I didn't. They offered.
They loved it. Yeah, right.
They do, yeah. So that was, they wrapped up their performances, which is fantastic. Best show I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ever in your life.
I went twice, guys. Come on.
That is
big call.
True.
Yeah. Big call to make.
Show you've ever seen. There you go.
So in this karaoke, could other people sing, or was it just the cast members that were very good at singing and everyone else was drop dead terrible? Because that's how normally karaoke goes. Yes.
A lot of people had a go, but the cast were the best because they all have great singing voices.
Because that's their
Morticia Addams.
Putting everybody else to shame.
That's it.
I mean, I don't think they could ever compete with Scott. If you've ever heard him at karaoke,
I still haven't seen it yet.
Pumped out karaoke number of times.
Stunning.
The Hamo on a Saturday night. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. I need to watch this in person, Scott.
Been there a couple of times. Look, Blink-182 for me.
Okay.
And it's some of the best singing you'll ever hear. Ever. That will beat this performance as you saw.
Why do you do this to me, Creevo? Why do you do this to me constantly?
It provides me light entertainment.
It does. Do you guys remember your first phone?
Definitely. Very, very well.
What was it?
Yes.
Mine was, I think it was a Philips, I think.
Oh.
And it was blue, that terrible sort of little bit glossy blue.
Ew.
And it had on the side of it, right, they were, this was the time when they were trying to innovate buttons.
Okay.
So what they had on the side was a little wheel that you could scroll down with things.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
It was very odd. I bought it secondhand off someone.
I've never seen that before.
Always after a deal. Crevo, always after a deal.
That's true. Yeah, so well, mine was, I believe, was it a Nokia or a Samsung? I actually can't remember which one it was, but it was a little slide phone. It was white, and it had, like, the really kind of shallow buttons, the ones that, like, you could, like, only just touch, and then it would type for you. Yeah.
All right. I'm light not, touch button.
It.
Light
yes,
touch.
There
light
we go.
Touch. What about yourself?
I had a Nokia 6111, again, a slide phone.
Okay.
So, again, it was all the rage at its time. Slide phones back in 2000, end of 2006, start of 2007.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, those phones these days would be called dumb phones because they don't have anything on them. Like, you can barely access the internet. Remember when internet on phones was a big thing and you just churn through your data?
Yes.
That was a big one. The only game you play is Snake.
That was the OG.
And you're hardly spending that much time on your phone. And the camera quality was dropped at terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There was no camera when I got the first phone.
Really?
Yeah.
The very first phone. No.
Yeah. In early 1900s. Yeah.
We're having a look at Newcastle Weekly. A new study's coming out that parents actually regret giving smartphones to their kids because it's apparently destroying their personality or having a negative impact on their personality.
Oof.
Wouldn't it, like, make them less social because they're not, you know, open themselves up to the world around them, like the physical world? They've just got their heads in their phone.
I guess that's the problem. And it's around, like, what age do you give it to the kids, really? Isn't it? It's a discussion.
Well, as a general survey, this is a worldwide survey, Australians are found to be handing over phones to their children at the age of around 11 on average, which is when I got my phone as well. I got my first phone at 11, or was it 10? No, it was 11. It was when I started high school.
Right.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. You start in high school with a mobile phone, but apparently 70% of parents surveyed admit that a smartphone-free childhood like what they experience means that they are more engaged with their families.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably true.
Yeah,
overall.
I
mean, it's interesting now because, like, when I was got that phone, it actually meant more social interaction because there was a weird time when Vodafone had this offer or had this system. If you called for less than 3 seconds, it was free.
Less than three seconds?
Yeah, so you'd phone your mates, you'd be like, meet you at the beach, and hang up. And then you'd see them there, or, like, you'd call your parents, like, pick me up now, and hang up, and you got the call for free.
We used to do that with the 1-800 reverse, so you charge somebody else. You've received a collect call from, hey, you want to go down to the beach later on? I'll meet you there at 6. Would you like to accept? No. And then you call them back, yeah, I'll be there at 6:05.
These were the hacks to get around it, right?
They were. Our social media is a big one to blame, too. That you're using these smartphones primarily to get your Snapchats and your Instagrams and your TikToks in.
Yeah.
But that's causing a rift between and a divide between the younger and older generations, which we know that. But you can't not have a phone these days.
That's
and
it.
Even recently, we've had Weather Whiz Kid comes in on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes the parents say to the child, who's 90% of the time in primary school or mid-primary school,
yeah,
have you got your phone on silent? You go, really?
That is so young.
It's wild. It's wild for me to think that. Now, there's obviously reasons why people, young people, or children in school will need a phone, be it safety, be it a way to communicate with their parents. What's wrong with giving them one of these so-called dumb phones? It calls, it texts, that's about it. Do you need to be giving them an iPhone 15?
Probably not.
No. I think especially for a first phone as well, you don't want to buy the most expensive one or, like, the top of the range because kids, they're notorious for dropping things, ruining things, you know,
kids
getting things dirty.
Well, I broke my first slide phone because I stuck an envelope between the sliding parts, like between the keyboard and the screen.
What?
For what reason?
No idea, but it cut the belt connecting the two. Mum was ropeable.
Of course. No wonder you're in trouble still to this day.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, many countries have their own social or cultural traditions.
Sure. You know,
everywhere's got its own little quirks. Social groups have their own way of doing things. Well, as part of a long-standing tradition in Denmark, apparently when you turn the ripe old age of 25, we're all over 25 here.
Oi, oi, oi. Scott, how old are you again?
close to 25.
Over 25. Just over.
30. So I'm 26.
Still 20s.
So I'm already past this age. If you're unmarried, by the time you turn 25, it is customary over in Denmark for your friends and or your family to cover you in spices from head to toe, splashing them also with water so it sticks to you better. So they're
like a spice rub.
Basically, you become a pork roast.
And then what, they chill you in the fridge for 24 hours and put you in the oven?
Nearly. So I have
seen
a video
of this. Hansel and Gretel type situation going on.
There is a video that went viral a little while ago. It was this young woman, she's obviously 25, and on her birthday, so she was obviously single, so they tied her up to like a little lamppost type of thing. They covered her with water.
Jeez.
And then like just doused cinnamon over her.
They covered her in cinemas. Glendale was there, Katara was there, Maitland was there, all of them. A bit of fun.
Yeah, so she was covered with cinnamon because, yeah, she was unwed at the age of 25.
What's the thinking behind this? Like, if they spice you up, you might be more interesting? Is that what they think?
Well, apparently, the tradition may date back hundreds of years ago to when spice salesmen would travel around and remain bachelors because they were never in one place long enough to settle down with someone. So it's not just men, it's also women. Apparently, when you hit 30 and older and you're still single, you get upgraded to pepper.
That
would burn.
In the eye. No,
or up the nose and back in the throat. Oh, don't breathe it in.
Sneezing.
Nothing's more attractive than a person constantly sneezing tied to a bowl.
That'll get him married. That'll fix it.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
A real clanger on Twitter at the end of last week, which, again, you see sort of some things and it just makes you uncomfortable. No reason that it should make you uncomfortable, but you go, that ain't right. Okay. There's just something wrong about it. Katy Perry has been announced as performing at the AFL Grand Final later on this year.
Saw that.
She put a tweet up about it. She's so excited to be back at the MCG in Australia. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. See you in September. Oi, oi, oi. Oi spelt O-Y.
Also, I don't know if you noticed this.
Oh, love.
But the photo looked a little bit AI-ish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's 100%. Standing there with the Telstra football.
It just looked like they put it into ChatGPT, you know, generate a photo of Katy Perry holding a football, and it did it.
All the celebrities will be doing that. There is not one celebrity who's not using AI for their marketing.
Probably,
photos.
But this one just looked very weird. It looked like a computer version of Katy Perry.
Mm. Yeah, but the oi 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 spelt wrong is what got me. It's reminiscent of those that spell Nui, N-I-W-I-E. It's N-E-W-Y.
Who's doing that?
You see it every now and then. N-E-W-I-E. I'll see you soon, Nui, and you spell it wrong, and you go, not about
don't
it.
Don't come here.
Yeah. Educate yourself.
That's right. If you want to use the casual form, get it right, or just put Newcastle. We'll go, we understand you're not from here. That's fine.
Yeah.
We understand.
We're not mad.
Don't be like us if you're not us.
You know what? You couldn't have put it any better.
Don't hate me because you ain't me.
And now we learn the story of Stephen Seagull. So he's a seagull that lives in Dorset. That's over in the UK.
Oh, okay.
He's been banned from a convenience store because he keeps flying off with packets of crisps and stealing them.
Can you ban animals? They don't know if they're being banned or not.
Yeah, you can. Obviously, if he's smart enough to steal chips, he's smart enough to know when he's banned.
You'd read a sign out the front. Just put a picture of him.
No Google Stevens images. In here.
Yeah, exactly. With a little, you know, circle. The universal ban sign. Circle with a line through it in red, right?
Right.
So he's been stealing packets of, as I call them, the wrong name, crisps, over a 6-year stealing spree. He's in
six
years he's been doing this, right? Staff at the Lindale Central store in Dorset have put up posters urging customers to close the door behind them in a bid to stop Stephen Seagull.
Oh, no.
Now, the manager of the store, Stuart Harmer, not sure why we have his full name, but we do, said that the crafty seagull has made off with 30 packets in the last 2 months alone.
Jeez. Oh, come on.
Now, I've done the math. Over the past 6 years, at the same rate, that's 1,068 packets.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of money.
He's sharing them with his brothers and sisters.
Maybe not. He might be a greedy little seagull. He said, trying to explain to the powers that be that I've got a stock loss because of a seagull, they think it's a joke. It does sound like one, to be fair.
It does.
So you can just imagine Steven Seagal out the front of like the little, little convenience store. He's there. He's looking at, have a look at those chips. They look tasty.
Chicken today.
Why not? Funny you say that. Apparently, this is according to Mr. Harmer. That's the manager of the store.
Yeah.
He's particularly fond of barbecue.
You're right.
He loves barbecue. Hey, that's his favourite. Okay. He said he comes into the shop when the doors open, puts his head around the corner.
See if anyone, the coast is clear.
Little beady little eyes. Ding, 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 as they dart back and forth. And he puts his head around the corner, nicks a packet of crisps, wrong name again, we get it, and flies off with it. And there's great footage. There's great footage of him just opening it right out the front as if it's a taunt.
Well, that was going to be my question, is how is this little seagull opening a packet of chips?
He just sort of pecks at it until it pops, I guess.
Here's an idea. Move the chips dead.
There you go.
That is not... Bayonese, the manager.
Probably earned more money than he, to be fair, so why not?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
It's supposed to be showers, but it's looking pretty good out there at the moment. Mm. They'll probably come later in the day.
Well, yesterday, did you see the winds? Feel the wind. Cold as anything.
Yeah.
Look like a gorgeous day, and then you step outside and you're like, triple layer it.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Where's my best puffer jacket? Mm. You know?
Yeah, I was three layering it yesterday.
Really?
Three layers of underwear.
Did you have your camels on?
Outrageous.
No, I had a shirt, a jumper, and a jacket. I was still
and
cold.
And nothing else.
Nothing
else. You should have put pants on. I wonder why your bottom was cold. Yeah, that's right. That is us pretty much done for the day. We do have to award our prize of the day as well. $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant, East Maitland. Stunning. Get yourself some lobster or whatever you want. That's what a voucher's for. That goes to Renee from Metford. We were talking about what do you always keep forgetting.
Yeah.
For her, insulin. That's life-saving.
You need that, Renee.
Yeah. So hopefully this voucher will serve as a reminder to please remember your insulin.
There's got to be some system that you can use that you ought to remember. Phone, wallet, keys, insulin. Yeah.
You know what? The little pat-down.
The pat-down.
That's what you got to do. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy the sunshine. Keep warm, though. Mm. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.